Lovely. This is the Arden Way. Mm-hmm. And we've had an AHUK group since 1992.
Oh, right. And you run it.
I wasn't there then.
No, I'm sure you weren't. No.
Not in 1992. No, I've been actually organiser for 7 years, but I've been a volunteer for 17 years.
Karen, what's your role in this as well?
Right, so I represent AGK, Shropshire Telford Reaking.
Mm.
We support day centres. So Alval is one of the day centres that I support. I cover the south of Shropshire.
Right.
So I pop along every so often and see everybody and bring some quizzes if they want some new quizzes and just help with anything that needs doing.
Katie, you're an artist, but you're also involved with AGK Shropshire Telford and Reaking. Tell me about that.
I am. So as an artist, I work at home on my own. And it's nice to get out of the house, not just to see friends, but to do something a bit more important. I only just do an hour a week or every other week as a befriender, and I go and chat to people. So I thought when I was doing my Arts Council project that I'd get AGUK involved in it as well.
Tell me about the project.
So I applied for an award from the Arts Council to work in egg tempera, to find out all about it, and I thought the best way to do that was to look at it from two different angles, one of the traditional egg tempera and then another from this old Swedish folk art view of it, because you never do egg tempera on canvas, but they did, you see. So I investigated and researched, went off for a workshop with someone who teaches the Swedes in Sweden.
Oh, right.
Luckily, she's in Derbyshire.
Oh, so. Fair enough,
And so I came up with the idea of doing my paintings as one section of the HUK piece and also doing this as a community project. And I thought, oh, well, that ties in nicely. I could do it with HUK. So I've done a workshop for people in the area in South Shropshire that I'm from. But then I also tried to get people to do a workshop here and where they could find out about it. And I use earth pigments so that there'd be no toxicity.
What is egg tempera?
You mix pigment with egg yolk and distilled water, and you create your own paint. So you buy in the ready ground pigments and then you mull them to sort of emulsify them, and then you mix them with egg yolk and paint with them, and they create a fantastic paint. It's a really lovely paint to work with. And my hens provided the little eggs because they're bantams.
Very handy. It's marvellous, isn't it?
They like to get involved. So it's all a very sustainable way of painting.
But then comes the question of subject matter, and this brings you back to here, and Alvely and Pauline and the others here. What idea did you have about that?
I thought these older people tend to become more and more invisible as they age, and they have all these fantastic stories that they should be sharing, really, with the world. And so I had this idea of coming over. It wasn't really my idea. There's another lady in America who does a similar thing.
Right.
I had this idea of coming in and talking to them, gathering their memories, and then trying to express them on a sort of Swedish folk art style piece. So that's what I did. And Pauline got them to write down their memories, a few of them, and then I came and talked to them, did some drawings, came back, did a short workshop, and then put it together. And luckily they like it.
And here it is.
Oh, it's brilliant. They couldn't, well, we all of us couldn't believe what came out of these pieces of paper.
Pauline, you've been volunteering it for 17 years, so you kind of knew the people that were involved. When the stories came out, what surprised you? Did you know this about the people that you were seeing every week?
Well, there's one on there who used to go and hide up in the back room and smoke. That one's there. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Didn't know about that one.
Joyce.
Oh, yeah. And they're rock and rolling, and it's just Heather there, the one on the end with the horse, and she's played at Wimbledon.
Oh right.
She's actually played at Wimbledon.
She's won some cups as well.
And some cups, And nothing surprised me at all, but I just thought it was very difficult to think back what was exceptional as opposed to the ordinary things. But and the other one said about putting sugar mixture in the underskirts underneath so that they stuck out and they were rocking and rolling. So it was quite good for them.
And you were on there again, also with the tennis racket.
Yes, I play tennis and netball.
And netball.
And then I was a first responder in the village here.
Yeah.
And the other bit is this lanyard I've got round my neck.
Yeah.
And the spinning wheels, we didn't know what those were.
That's because she's a plate spinner. She's got a finger on every pie.
Oh, I see.
Busy doing lots of different things.
Katie, tell me about some of the other stories.
Well, it's fascinating when you start looking through the old photos. I got some things wrong, like Betty's husband was paratrooper, but I had looked at a black and white photo of his uniform, so I didn't know if his beret was red. So I had to come back today and change the beret colour, because I had a green beret. Sylvia told me all about her x-ray. I got her to paint the x-ray, and which side would be right and left.
Oh, right, so, yes. Yeah.
And when I did the workshop, I didn't then want to cover up their work when I came to putting it all together.
No.
So it's quite a difficult balance, because when you're putting your name to it, you want it to have something of yourself about it.
Yes.
But you also want theirs in too, so it's a bit of a funny balance, really.
So when you look at it now, all three of you, Karen, but when you look at it now, how does it make you feel? What do you think of it?
I think it's lovely. I think it's a lovely snapshot of everybody's memories. And the fact that they can display it here as well, because, you know, it's been kindly donated to the members, so it's theirs, and it's their memories, and it's very personal. And I just think it was so good for them mentally to think back, and they spent the whole day talking about those memories that maybe they haven't thought about for a long time. And that was really good as well.
It made them think about it, didn't it?
It did. They were all chatting
about it. Because they actually were more amazed than we were how that turned out from their memories. You know, they took that away with him on that night, and they couldn't stop talking about it.
It's been very exciting. A sort of memory clinic in a way. Because I'd say to one of those, so you had a pony, what was your pony called? And then I'd think, well, I bet you had more. So what did you have other ponies? What were they called? And she reeled off all the pony names going back. And you think, gosh, it's the same for everyone. They put, the minute you start asking questions, it triggers things. And you can see those connections happening.
It's so good mentally, it's so good, isn't it, to think back and recall the memories that they probably don't think about on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So it's been really good for the members as well.
And finally, back to you, Paulie. When you look at it, what do you think? What does it make you think? What is your whole experience of being part of it?
How clever it is to start with. And imagination, it's your imagination, isn't it? Rather than at what we've told her, she then got to imagine that in her head. Put it on there.
So
I think that's canvas, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the art, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she's such a lovely girl as well.